You know that I, you noticed my glasses I had before were brown.
Ja, right? Du måske mærke til, at de briller, jeg har på før, de var brune.
Well, what happened was, I forgot my glasses at home in Canada.
Jeg glemte mine briller derhjemme i Canada.
So my wife said, no problem, just go to a store and pick up some glasses when you get to Denmark. So that's what I did this morning.
Så det der skete, det var, jeg tænkte, det var ikke noget problem, jeg kunne bare købe nogle, når jeg kom til Danmark.
So, I just went into the grocery store this morning and picked up glasses that just said 1.0.
Yeah, jeg gik så ind for at hente nogen, som hvor der var stod 1.0 på.
But what I didn't realize was there's a difference between negative and positive.
Men jeg havde ikke lige lagt mærke til, om der stod minus eller plus foran det her 1.0.
So I'm sitting here today this morning.
Så jeg sidder her til morgen.
With my brand new glasses.
Med mine helt nye briller.
I put them on like this.
Og jeg sætter dem ned sådan her.
I look in the Bible.
Og jeg kigger ned i Bibelen.
And I went, oh my God.
Og jeg tænkte, oh nej.
I can't read
anything. Jeg kan ikke læse noget som helst.
It was terrible.
Det var forfærdeligt.
So this morning I was just reading out of memory.
Så jeg læste bare ud fra hukommelsen her til morgen.
Oh man, so I just got a new pair of glasses.
Så nu fik jeg så et nyt par.
And I think they're the right ones this time.
Og jeg tror, det er de rigtige den her gang.
All right, let's pray.
Lad os bede.
Let's pray. Lord, help Curtis, please.
Gud, hjælp Curtis.
Lord Jesus, we come before you.
Vi kommer til dig,
as we always do.
Som vi altid gør.
And Lord, we continually worship you.
Og vi fortsætter med at tilbede dig.
And we love your presence.
Vi elsker dit nærvær.
Lord, thank you for what you are doing here.
Tak for det du
today.
Gør. Her i dag.
Oh Jesus, we are so grateful.
Vi er så taknemmelige, Jesus.
We don't have to work for your approval.
Vi skal ikke arbejde for at få din godkendelse.
We don't have to work for your love.
Vi har ikke behøver ikke arbejde for at få din kærlighed.
We don't have to work for all the good things you give us.
Eller arbejde for alt det gode du giver os.
But we just receive.
Vi modtager
freely.
Helt frit.
Come Holy Spirit.
Kom Helligånd.
Come Holy Spirit and just fill us.
Kom Helligånd og fyld os.
Come and prune us.
Kom og beskær os.
And come and move us from one place of your plan to another.
Kom og flyt os fra et sted i din plan til et andet.
Lord, we ask that you come and do miracles.
Herre, vi beder om at du kommer her og udretter mirakler.
Lord Jesus, some of us need miracles here.
Jesus, nogle af os mangler mirakler.
We need you to do things that no one can do for us.
Vi har brug for at du gør noget som ingen andre kan gøre for os.
So come Holy Spirit.
Kom Helligånd.
Some of us need to have chains broken off of us, Lord.
Nogle har brug for at få brudt nogle lænker omkring os.
By certain things in our lives that we can't get free of.
Der er nogle ting i vores liv, vi ikke kan gøre os fri af.
Let this room be a place of miracles today.
Lad det her være et rum med mirakler her.
Let this room be a place where we will be able to testify that God did great things.
Lad det her være et sted, hvor vi kan vidne omkring store ting, du har gjort.
Jesus, we so need you.
Vi har brug for dig.
The world needs you.
Verden har brug for dig.
Lord, we know the world doesn't need more religion.
Vi ved at verden har ikke brug for mere religion, den har brug for mere dig.
So come, Lord.
Kom her.
Lord, we're so desperate for you.
Vi er så desperate efter dig.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
More of your presence, Lord.
Mere dit nærvær.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Tak, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank Amen. You, Lord. Wow. Tak. I just love when he shows up like this.
Ja, bare, jeg elsker bare, når han viser sig, som han gør nu.
Oh, man. I don't even want to even speak anymore.
Jeg ved ikke, om jeg har lyst til at tale mere.
Lord, we love your presence, Jesus.
Herre, vi elsker dit nærvær.
Well, I'm going to just share a little bit and then we're going to move the chairs and then I'm going to pray for you.
Jeg vil godt lige dele noget først, før vi går videre til det med at bede.
So, earlier we talked about Jesus' statement.
Vi talte tidligere omkring Jesus' udtalelse,
that he is the vine.
At han er det sande vintræ.
We are the branches.
Og vi er grenene.
We talked about the vine being essential to our survival.
Vi har talt om hvor vigtig den her vintræ er for vores overlevelse.
That the reason we are in the vine.
Årsagen til at vi er i vintræet.
Is because we were in him on the cross.
Det var fordi vi var med ham i ham på korset.
And when he came from the grave.
Og da han kom fra graven.
We were in him in his resurrection.
Så vi er også i ham i hans opstandelse.
Therefore.
Derfor.
We are connected.
Så er vi forbundne.
Forever and ever and ever and ever.
For evigt og altid og altid og altid.
You will not ever lose your salvation.
Du mister aldrig din frelse.
You cannot.
Det kan du ikke.
Because you're a new creature.
Du er en ny skabning.
Isn't that wonderful?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
Yeah. So we are candidates.
Vi er kandidater.
We have inherited the pruning process of the Father.
Vi har arvet gennem den her beskæringsproces.
And we talked about how important it is for him to prune us.
Vi har talt om hvor vigtigt det er, at han beskærer os.
It's so important that we cultivate a relationship with him.
Det er så vigtigt at vi forsøger på at få opbygget og få kultiveret en relation til ham.
We cultivate a relationship of his presence in our lives.
Vi kultiverer det at have hans nærvær tæt ind i vores liv.
We talked about how incredibly important that is.
Vi talte om hvor vigtigt det er.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because when we cultivate,
fordi når vi kultiverer
that relationship,
den her relation,
we become more like Jesus.
Så bliver vi mere ligesom Jesus.
And he needs us to be like him.
Og han har brug for at vi er ligesom ham.
Yeah. He needs me to be like him. He needs us to be like him in the world.
Han har brug for at jeg er ligesom ham. Han har brug for at vi er ligesom ham.
Because God's children by creation must become his children through redemption.
Fordi at hans børn, de der er børn gennem deres det at de er skabt, de har også brug for at blive det gennem forsoningen. Ved at komme til tro.
Jesus said, I want you to bear fruit.
Han sagde, jeg ønsker, I skal bære frugt.
Fruit that will remain.
Frugt som varer ved.
This is how we show that we're his disciples, showing yourselves to be my disciples, he says.
Det er sådan her vi viser at vi er hans disciple.
I shared with you the greatest compliments that I can receive in my life.
Jeg har delt med jer det største kompliment jeg kan få i mit liv.
Are when people say, wow, there's something different about you.
Det er når folk siger, wow, der er altså et eller andet anderledes med dig.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Det er fantastisk.
Because when people do that,
for når mennesker gør det,
it's because of the fruit that they see.
Så er det fordi de ser en frugt.
No tree.
Ingen træ.
There is no such thing as a tree that throws its fruit at people.
Der er ikke noget som helst træ der smider sit frugt efter folk.
No.
Nej.
Trees produce fruit.
Nej, træer de producerer frugt.
And people come to the trees.
Og folk kommer til træerne.
Right?
Er det ikke rigtigt?
Have you ever walked by a tree in an orchard?
Har du nogensinde gået ud og set gået forbi et træ?
And the tree hits you in the head with an apple?
Og så rammer træet dig lige i hovedet med et æble.
No, it doesn't. That would be weird.
Det ville være mærkeligt.
That would be unnatural.
Det ville være unaturligt.
Well, in the same way.
På samme måde.
When we cultivate a relationship and continue cultivating a relationship with Jesus.
Når vi fortsætter med at passe vores relation og opbygge vores relation til ham.
And he prunes us. We allow the Father to prune us.
Og vi tillader at han beskærer os.
We produce fruit.
Så producerer vi frugt.
And that fruit.
Og den frugt.
People can smell.
Kan mennesker smage.
And they can see.
De kan lugte og se det.
And they can taste.
Og de kan smage det.
That's walking like Jesus did.
Det er at gå ligesom Jesus gjorde.
I'll share a story with you.
Nu skal jeg dele en historie med jer.
I was in the wine store a few months ago.
Jeg var i en vinforretning for nogle måneder siden.
And I normally go to this store to buy my wine.
Jeg går normalt et sted hen for at købe vin.
And I walked in one day and there was a woman who works in the store.
Jeg gik ind en dag, og der er en kvinde som arbejder i butikken.
And She looked at me.
Og hun kiggede på mig.
As I was getting my wine.
Mens jeg var ved at kigge på
vin. She says, "What is it about you?"
Hvad er det med dig?
What is it about you? Why are you so? What is it about you?
Hvad er det der er med dig?
You know, and I said, "Well, I don't know. You know, I'm a pastor."
Jeg ved ikke, jeg er præst, måske.
And she goes, "I knew it. I knew that you were a pastor."
Jeg vidste bare. Jeg vidste, at du var præst.
So I go to the cash.
Så jeg går op for at ville betale.
And there's a lineup of people behind me.
Så er der ligesom en række eller en kø bag mig.
And I come up to pay.
Og jeg går op for at betale.
And she says to me, she says, "Tell me something."
Så siger hun, fortæl mig noget.
She says, "What do you think about prenuptial agreements?"
Hvad mener du om sådan nogle ægtepagter?
Do you know what that is? That's basically a contract.
Det er en kontrakt.
Yeah. If one person who's getting married has a lot of money.
Hvis der nu er en af parterne i det, inden de går indgår et ægteskab, yeah, der har mange penge.
They have a written contract.
Så har de sådan en,
if they divorce.
Så har de en nedskrevet kontrakt, hvis de bliver
skilt. You don't get any of my money.
Så får du ikke noget af mine penge.
Right? So she says right at the cash. I don't know why she asked me that.
Så det siger hun altså, mens jeg står her og skal til at betale. Jeg ved ikke, hvorfor hun spørger mig om det.
She says, "What do you think about prenuptial agreements?"
Hvad mener du om sådan en her, de her ægtepagter eller?
And people are lined up behind me.
Og der er altså folk om bag mig.
And I said, "Well, I don't agree with them at all. I think it's stupid."
Jeg sagde, jeg har sagt, ja, den synes jeg ikke noget godt om.
That's
jeg synes,
just
det er
my
dumt.
Opinion.
I think min mening.
I said, "I think when you get married, you're supposed to give yourself and everything you own 100% to that."
Jeg mener,
person.
Når du bliver gift, så skal du give dig selv og alt, hvad du ejer.
I said, "But it's just my opinion."
Men det er bare min mening.
She says, "That's what I believe."
Det er også det, jeg mener.
Now, get this. This is the same woman who says, "What is it about you?"
Og det er altså den samme kvinde, som sagde, hvad er det, der er med dig?
The lady right behind me.
Hende kvinden bag mig.
She says.
Hun sagde.
"Well, I don't agree with you."
Jeg er ikke enig med jer.
She says, "Because I'm going through the worst divorce of my entire life right now."
Jeg er i gang med den værste skilsmisse i mit liv.
And she says, "I've lost, well, I guess, kroner. I've lost over 1.5 million kroner."
Jeg har tabt over 1.5 million kroner.
And then she starts crying.
Og så begynder hun at græde.
Right in the line.
Lige i køen bag mig.
And I turned to her and I said, "I am so sorry for you."
Jeg vender mig om til hende og siger, det er simpelthen, det gør jeg bare, det er bare ked af at høre.
I said, "I am so sorry. That should never have. That is not the way it's supposed to be."
Det er slet ikke sådan, det mener, det skal være, sagde jeg til hende.
And she said, "Thank you."
Så sagde hun tak.
So then I turned back to the cash lady.
Så vender jeg mig tilbage til hende, som skal tage imod betaling.
And she says to me.
Så siger hun til mig.
She says, "Can I get your number, please?"
Kan jeg få dit telefonnummer?
She says, "I really need a pastor in my life."
Jeg har virkelig brug for en præst i mit liv.
So I gave her my number.
Så jeg gav hende mit nummer.
Of course, I, you know, you have to be very careful with these things.
Du må være forsigtig med den her slags ting.
So my wife was waiting for me in the car.
Min kone ventede på mig ude i bilen.
So I gave her my number and she says, I'll phone you.
Hun sagde, jeg ringer til dig.
So then I went back into the car.
Jeg kom ud i bilen igen.
And I said to my wife, I said, "Debbie, you won't believe what happened."
Jeg sagde til min kone, du kommer ikke til, du tror ikke på, hvad der lige er sket.
And she just started laughing. She was like, "Oh, Jesus, you're so amazing."
Hun sagde, hun grinede bare og sagde, Jesus, du er fantastisk.
Why did that happen to me?
Hvorfor skete det?
Why did that happen to me?
Hvorfor skete det for mig?
My wife says,
min kone siger,
that I am a magnet.
Hun siger, jeg er en magnet
to hurting people.
Til at gøre folk ked af det. Okay. Du er en magnet til mennesker, som er sårede.
Okay. Just as long as you got it right. That's all that matters. So I'm an attraction.
Jeg er en attraktion.
No matter where we go.
Uanset hvor vi går.
No matter where we go.
Uanset hvor vi går.
We could go to a restaurant.
Vi kan gå ind i en restaurant.
Where there's a bar.
Hvor der er en.
And the most hurting person in the building will come to me and pour their whole life out to me.
Og den mest brudte menneske i hele bygningen vil komme og udøse sit hjerte for mig.
My accountant.
Min revisor.
2 days before I came here.
2 dage før jeg kom her.
I went to my accountant.
Så tog jeg til min revisor.
He's Egyptian.
Han er egypter.
He's very wealthy.
Han er meget velhavende.
And he's very flashy.
Han er meget sådan viser sin rigdom.
He's one of those guys who talks very hard. He talks very fast.
Han taler meget hårdt og meget hurtigt.
You know, you don't have any time. He doesn't have time for anybody.
Han har ikke tid til nogen som helst.
Right? So every time I go to see him,
hver eneste gang jeg ser ham,
I ask him,
så spørger jeg ham,
how's your family?
Hvordan har din familie det?
So a few months back,
så nogle få måneder tilbage,
he looked at me,
så kiggede han på
and
mig,
he said,
og han sagde,
not well at all.
Jeg har det ikke særlig, eller de har det ikke særlig godt.
Lose my marriage and lose my family.
Jeg er ved at tabe mit ægteskab og min familie.
So 2 days before coming here,
så 2 dage før jeg kom her,
he sits down with me.
Så sætter han sig ned sammen med mig.
And he says to me.
Og han siger til mig.
He says, Curtis.
Han siger, Curtis.
Would you do me a favor?
Vil du gøre mig en tjeneste?
Would you come to my house?
Vil du komme til mit hus?
And spend time with me and my wife.
Og tilbringe tid sammen med mig og min kone.
And help us.
Og hjælpe os.
And I said. I said I would love to do that.
Så det vil jeg elske at gøre.
I said I'm not a licensed marriage counselor.
Jeg er ikke sådan en. Jeg har ikke noget papir på at være ægteskabsrådgiver.
But I am a pastor and I've helped many, many people.
Jeg er præster. Jeg har hjulpet mange mennesker.
I would love to come and help you any way that I can.
Jeg vil gerne hjælpe her på en hvilken som helst måde jeg kan.
He says to me, my wife is a very proud woman.
Min kone er en meget stolt kvinde.
And she's very, very beautiful. I mean, she looks like a model. She's very beautiful.
Hun er meget smuk og hun ligner en model.
He says she's very. She knows she's very beautiful.
Hun ved, hun er meget smuk. Hun er meget stolt.
So I said to him, I said, so why do you think I can help you?
Så hvorfor tror du, jeg kan hjælpe dig?
You know what he said to me?
Ved du hvad han sagde til mig?
He said, you know what, Curtis?
Ved du hvad, Curtis?
He said, because there's something about you.
Fordi der er noget med dig.
Where I know everybody who meets you.
Og jeg ved, at alle der møder dig,
loves you and opens their life to you.
De åbner sig over for dig, elsker dig.
I'm sitting there looking at this guy.
Jeg kigger på ham.
And I'm thinking to myself.
Og jeg tænker på mig selv.
You don't know me very well.
Du kender mig ikke særlig godt.
I'm not that nice.
Jeg er slet ikke så flink.
But you know what it really is?
Ved du hvad det virkelig er?
What is it about these stories I'm sharing with you?
Hvad er det med de her historier jeg deler?
You know what it is?
Ved du hvad det er?
It's because of the fruit of Jesus in my life.
Det er Jesu frugt i mit liv.
I can't take any credit for any of I can't.
Det kan jeg ikke tage nogen som helst ære for.
I can't take any credit.
Det tager jeg ikke nogen ære for.
I really can't. I can't.
Det kan jeg ikke.
You know, but I know it's Jesus.
Men jeg ved det er Jesus.
It's Jesus that they see.
Det er Jesus de ser.
When we cultivate.
Når vi kultiverer.
An intimate growing relationship with him.
Et tæt voksende fællesskab med ham.
Fruit appears in your life.
Så kommer der frugt.
And you don't have to scream at people.
Og så behøver du ikke at råbe af mennesker.
They just see Jesus.
De ser bare Jesus.
Now, turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3.
1. Peter kapitel 3.
And I want to share with you very quickly along these lines, very quickly, and then we're going to pray for each other. 1 Peter chapter 3.
1. Peter 3.
There's a man right now
that
I'm discipling.
Som jeg er discipler.
And he's not a Christian.
Han er ikke kristen.
I'm so excited about it.
Det er meget begejstret over.
Folks, I want to tell you, the greatest gift that you can give.
Den største gave du kan give.
Is to give away the grace that God has given you.
Det er at give videre Guds nåde som du har fået.
Oh man. You know what? You don't get to keep it unless you give it away.
Du får ikke lov at beholde det, medmindre du giver det væk.
There's a man. I can share stories with you all day. I love these stories.
Ja, nu får jeg en historie. Jeg elsker historier.
About a month ago, I met a man in a restaurant. He works at a restaurant.
For en måneds tid siden mødte jeg en mand, som arbejder i en restaurant.
And both his parents died last year.
Og begge hans forældre døde sidste år.
He has no brothers, no sisters, no aunts, no uncles.
Brødre og søstre, onkler og tanter, ingen.
All by himself.
Han er helt alene.
And he loved his parents.
Og han elskede sine forældre.
He was so close to them.
Han var så tæt med dem.
And I got in touch with him.
Og jeg kom i kontakt med ham.
Because a lady from our church.
Fordi der var en kvinde i vores kirke.
Just an ordinary Christian like me and like you.
Bare en helt almindelig kristen ligesom dig og mig.
She was eating in the restaurant.
Hun spiste i restauranten.
And he came to serve her table.
Og han kom for at betjene hende.
And because she was so full of God's love.
Og fordi hun var så fyldt af Guds kærlighed.
She looked at him.
Så kiggede hun på ham.
And she said.
Og så sagde hun.
You're really hurting, aren't you?
Du har det virkelig skidt. Er det ikke rigtigt?
And he cried right at the table, right when he was serving her.
Han begyndte at græde straks der ved bordet.
And she says, "Well, I don't live here, but I'm going to get you in touch with somebody who at the church who can spend time with you."
Hun sagde til ham, så jeg bor ikke lige i nærheden, men jeg skal få kontakt til nogen ved den nærliggende kirke her, som kan snakke med dig.
Can you believe that?
Kan du tro det på det?
She just let her light shine.
Hun lod bare sit lys skinne.
And the people at our church says he's got to meet with Curtis. You've got to get him in touch with Curtis. So
hun,
they called me.
Og der var nogen, som sagde, han er nødt til at møde og snakke med Curtis, så han ringede til mig.
So I've been meeting with him every week.
Så jeg mødes med ham
for
hver eneste uge.
Oh my gosh, a month and a half now.
Måske halvanden måned.
And we go to the restaurant where he works.
Og vi tager hen til restauranten, hvor han arbejder.
And I just sit. I have lunch.
Jeg sætter mig bare og har frokost.
And he sits across from me.
Og han sidder over for mig.
He's about 60.
Han er omkring 60.
And he used to work for Air Canada as a steward for 28 years. He's retired.
Han arbejdede for Air Canada som steward i 28 år.
And he sits across from me.
Han sidder over for mig.
And just cries.
Og græder.
Just cries.
Bare græder.
And then he wipes his face. And then he says, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry."
Og så tør han sit ansigt og siger, "Jeg er bare ked af det."
And I say, "There's nothing to be sorry for."
Så siger der ikke noget at være ked af.
And then he talks about his parents. And then he talks about how much he's hurting. And then he cries and he cries and he cries.
Så taler han om sine forældre og så græder han igen.
And then you know what he said to me?
Og ved du hvad han sagde til mig?
He says, "Thank you so much. Thank you so much for spending time with me."
Tak fordi du bruger tid.
Thank you for all of your advice and your prayer.
Tak for dine bønner og tak for din råd.
And he says, "When can I come to church? I want to come to church. I want to be part of your church family."
Hvornår kan jeg komme i kirke? Jeg vil gerne være en del af jeres kirkefamilie.
You know what?
Og ved du hvad?
I said, "No."
Jeg sagde nej.
Said no, you're not ready for that.
Han sagde, det er du ikke helt klar til.
No, you and I are going to become really good friends.
Du og jeg, vi kommer til at skal være virkelig gode venner.
Before I bring you to church.
Før jeg tager dig med.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because here's the deal, guys.
Fordi det er sådan her, venner.
When fruit shows up in our lives.
Når der kommer frugt i vores liv.
We are not trying to get people to make a religious decision.
Så forsøger vi ikke på at få folk til at træffe en religiøs beslutning.
Oh, he's going to get saved.
Han skal nok blive frelst.
I guarantee you, people, he is going to come to Jesus.
Jeg garanterer jer, han kommer til Jesus.
I am going to personally baptize him.
Jeg kommer til personligt til at
døbe
ham.
To mentor him to be a leader in our church.
Og jeg skal lede ham til også at blive en leder i vores menighed.
But that's not the reason I'm meeting with him.
Det er ikke derfor jeg mødes med ham.
I'm meeting with him.
Jeg mødes med ham.
Because the love of Christ that's in me is compelling me to meet with him.
Det er fordi den Kristi kærlighed der er i mig, den tvinger okay. mig til at give videre.
Are you following
af den kærlighed? Følger I mig?
If the only reason
hvis den eneste årsag
that we want Jesus to shine through us.
At vi ønsker at Jesus skal skinne igennem os.
If the only reason is so that we become famous.
Det er at vi skal blive berømte.
Then it's not his love.
Så er det ikke hans kærlighed.
Now in 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter says this. This is fascinating.
1 Peter.
Watch
3.
This. It's so powerful.
Det er meget kraftfuldt. Nu skal
I'm going to put on my glasses that I just bought. He says, "Who then will harm you if you are devoted to what is good?" Verse 13.
Ja, vers 13. Hvem kan skade jer, når I er ivrige efter at gøre det gode?
Watch this, guys. But even if you should suffer for righteousness, you are blessed.
Men skulle I også komme til at lide for retfærdigheden, er I salige.
Do not fear what they fear.
Frygt ikke hvad de frygter.
Or be intimidated.
Nær ingen rædsel.
So Peter is telling the church.
Så Peter siger til kirken.
How to engage with people in the world.
Hvordan man skal indgå i en dialog med dem der er i verden.
What does this have to do with fruit?
Hvad handler det om? Hvad har det med frugt at gøre?
Everything.
Alting.
Watch this.
Nu skal I se.
Verse 15.
Vers 15.
But in your hearts regard or sanctify Christ as Lord, the Lord as holy.
I skal være, men I skal hellige Herren Kristus i jeres hjerte.
Listen now. What does he say? He says, Christian, you need to purposefully set Jesus apart in your heart, in your life, as holy.
Du bliver nødt til at ind i dit hjerte og sætte en gør Jesus hellig.
What does that mean?
Hvad betyder det?
What does it mean for me to set Christ apart in my heart as holy?
Hvad betyder det, at jeg skal ligesom sætte Jesus på en hellig plads i mit hjerte?
It means
det betyder,
that I live my life.
Det betyder, at jeg lever mit liv.
Saying, Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you.
Jeg elsker dig.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I want you.
Jeg ønsker dig.
Jesus, I know you.
Jeg kender dig.
Jesus, I thank you for who you are.
Jesus, jeg takker dig for den du er.
What does it mean to set somebody apart in your heart as someone you love?
Hvad betyder det at sætte nogen på en plads i jeres hjerte, hvor som en man elsker?
Let me give you another example. I don't do it anymore because now we have iPhones.
Jeg gør det ikke længere, nu har vi iPhones.
But as Anna said, when we first started out together in our friendship, there was no iPhones.
Dengang vi startede vores venskab, der var der ikke nogen iPhones.
There was no internet.
Der var ikke noget internet.
It was a stone age.
Det var stenalder.
we would chisel out of rocks.
Ja, vi skrev ned i sten.
I'm just kidding.
Ja, jeg gør bare grin.
So well, you know I'm kidding, right? We're not that old.
Så gamle er vi altså heller ikke.
I used to travel with a big, thick book like this.
Ja, jeg rejste rundt med sådan en stor tyk bog.
Pictures of my family.
Med billeder af min familie.
Because I would travel a lot back in those days.
Og jeg rejste
a lot.
En masse tilbage.
Like I was traveling 4 months a year.
Jeg rejste måske 4 måneder om året.
And I would forget what my kids looked like.
Og jeg ville glemme hvordan mine børn de så ud.
So I would open up the picture book.
Så jeg ville åbne den her bog med billeder.
And I would look through the pictures.
Og jeg kiggede på billederne.
Oh, there's my wife.
Der er min kone.
She's so sexy.
Hun er så sexet.
And then I'd, oh, look at my son.
Åh, se min søn.
Oh, look at my daughter.
Og se min datter.
And it would remind me.
Og det ville minde mig.
What was I doing?
Hvad det var jeg havde gang i?
I was setting them apart in my heart.
Jeg gav dem en plads i mit hjerte.
That's what I was doing. Peter says, set Jesus apart in your heart as Lord and as holy.
Giv ham pladsen som herre, som den hellige i jeres hjerte.
What in other words, cultivate.
Med andre ord, kultivere.
Cultivate that loving, natural, real, fresh relationship with him.
Sørg for at vedligeholde og dyrke og oppasse den her friske, naturlige relation til
Amen.
Ham.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Er det ikke godt?
No, you don't think so? I do.
Jeg synes det er godt.
Look at this. In your hearts, sanctify, regard Christ the Lord as holy. And this is what he says. Listen to this. Ready at any time to give a defense to anyone who asks you the reason for the hope that is in you.
Men I skal hellige Herren Kristus i jeres hjerte og altid være rede til forsvar over for enhver, der kræver jer til regnskab for det håb I har.
Now, we're talking about fruit.
Vi taler om frugt.
Born out of our lives by our cultivating a relationship.
Om at kultivere og vedligeholde og passe en relation til Jesus.
Now, everywhere we see in the scripture in the New Testament.
Alle steder i det nye testamente.
Everywhere we see We see the apostles preaching the gospel.
Der ser vi apostlene, de prædiker evangeliet.
We see the church doing the works of the kingdom.
Vi ser at kirken gør Guds værk.
We see Christians going out to do missions.
Vi ser at kristne går ud på mission.
The whole book of Acts is a book of missions.
Hele apostlenes gerninger er en bog om missioner.
This is the first place in the New Testament.
Det her er det første sted i Det Nye Testamente.
Where?
Hvor?
We are asked.
Hvor vi bliver bedt om.
To wait until people ask us before we tell them anything.
Før med hvor vi venter med at sige noget til mennesker før de spørger os.
Another translation says.
En anden oversættelse siger.
Be ready.
Vær klar.
Be ready to give an answer.
Vær klar til at
to anyone who asks you the reason that you have this hope in you.
Til enhver som spørger efter årsagen til du har det her håb i dig.
Did you hear that? He's saying, don't be offensive.
Han siger, ikke vær ikke offensiv.
Hey, do you know Jesus?
Kender du Jesus?
No, he's saying, wait until they ask you why you are so different.
Vent til at de spørger dig hvorfor du er så anderledes.
Why would anybody?
Hvorfor vil nogen som helst
ask you and me?
Spørg dig og mig.
Listen now. Think this through with me.
Prøv lige at tænke det her igennem sammen.
Why would anybody?
Hvorfor vil nogen
in the world?
I hele verden.
Ask you and I.
Spørg dig og mig.
Why we hope in Jesus? Why would they ask us that?
Hvorfor vil de spørge os hvorfor vi håber på Jesus? Eller vi har håb i Jesus.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Nu skal jeg fortælle jer det.
You know why?
Ved I hvorfor?
Because we are living our lives.
Fordi vi lever vores liv.
Bearing fruit.
Hvor vi bærer frugt.
And they come to us.
Og de kommer
say,
til os og siger.
What is it about you?
Hvad er det med dig?
Why are you so different?
Hvorfor er du så anderledes?
Well, I'm a follower of Jesus.
Jeg er en efterfølger af Jesus.
Is that why you're so different?
Er det derfor du er så anderledes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you trust in him?
Hvorfor stoler du på ham?
You see it? It's the place in scripture where it's telling us to wait until people come and ask us.
Det er stedet i skriften hvor det beder os om at vente på at folk kommer og spørger os.
Where we, you and I,
hvor vi, du og jeg,
are walking as Jesus did.
Og vi går ligesom Jesus gik.
We're bearing fruit.
Vi bærer frugt
because of our cultivating relationship with him.
Fordi vi har passet vores relation til ham.
And people see the fruit.
Og folk ser frugten.
And they want to know.
Og de ønsker at vide.
What's so different about you?
Hvad er der så er så anderledes med dig?
And then we are able to say to them.
Og så er vi i stand til at sige til dem.
What you see.
Det I ser.
Did not come from me.
Kom ikke fra mig.
Oh man. It's because I'm connected to him.
Fordi jeg er forbundet til ham.
Folks, I want to tell you. I have led more people to Christ.
Jeg har ledt flere mennesker til Kristus.
By them feeling God's presence.
Ved at de føler Guds nærvær.
Around me and around us.
Omkring mig, omkring os.
Than by screaming at people and trying to force them.
End ved at råbe til folk og forsøge at tvinge dem.
Are you following me?
Kan I følge mig?
We need fruit.
Vi har brug for frugt.
We need fruit.
Vi har brug for frugt.
The world needs to see our fruit.
Verden har brug for at se vores frugt.
We need to be hungry.
Vi har brug for at være sultne.
For the pruning process of daddy in our lives.
Til at vores far han beskærer vores liv.
Oh father.
Oh far.
What keeps us from not sinning?
Hvad er det der forhindrer os i at synde?
Anybody here never have a problem with sin? Put your hands up.
Er der nogen her som aldrig har haft problemer med at have syndet?
Don't lie.
Lad være med at lyve. Det er også en synd.
What keeps you and I?
Hvad er det der holder du og jeg?
What keeps us?
Hvad er det der holder os?
What gives us the energy to be holy?
Hvad er det der giver os energien til at være hellige?
What is it?
Hvad er det?
Is it we wear certain clothes, we have a thing on our head, we
er det, at vi har bestemt
way?
Tøj på, har en hat på eller noget på hovedet?
Those people are those unfortunately anyways. You know what keeps us?
Ved I, hvad det er, der holder os?
You know what keeps us desiring to be holy?
Hvad det er, der giver, fortsætter med at give os til at ønske eller længsel efter at være hellige?
Is that we are becoming more and more like him.
Er det fordi vi bliver mere og mere ligesom ham?
We're seeing him more and more in us.
Vi ser ham mere og mere i os.
So we sin less and less.
Så vi synder mindre og mindre.
Your and my testimony should be this.
Dit og mit vidnesbyrd skulle være det her.
I am sinning less today than I did yesterday.
Jeg synder mindre i dag end jeg gjorde i går.
That should be our testimony.
Det skulle være vores vidnesbyrd.
Not that we're not perfect.
Det er ikke at vi er perfekte.
But we are going from glory.
Men vi går fra herlighed
to glory.
Til herlighed.
To glory.
Til herlighed.
To glory.
Til herlighed.
Why am I sinning less today than I did
last? Hvorfor synder jeg mindre i dag end jeg gjorde sidst?
Because the more that I see Jesus.
Så jo mere jeg ser Jesus.
The more I fall in love with him.
Jo mere bliver forelsket bliver jeg i ham.
Is the less I want to be apart from him.
Jo mindre ønsker jeg at være væk fra ham.
Okay.
Okay.
Please, does that make sense to
you? Giver det nogen mening for jer?
The more that we cultivate relationship with Christ.
Jo mere vi passer og plejer vores relation til ham.
Is the less we want to be like anything else.
Jo mindre ønsker vi at blive som noget som helst andet.
So Lord,
så Herre,
we are giving you permission.
Vi giver dig tilladelse.
Giving you permission.
Vi giver dig tilladelse.
Cut away in us.
Skær det bort i os.
What doesn't need to be there.
Som ikke har brug for at være der.
Giving you permission.
Vi giver dig tilladelse.
To go deep in our hearts.
Til at gå dybt i vores hjerter.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
We want to walk like you walk.
Vi ønsker at gå ligesom du gik.
We're going to go into time of prayer in a second. I just want to invite you, just close your eyes for a minute.
Ja, for at lukke jeres øjne, vi skal ind i en og bede.
Just close your eyes for. Let's just linger in the presence of the Lord.
Lad os bare hvile i hans nærvær.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Come, Holy Spirit.
Kom, Helligånd.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Right, there's just as our eyes are closed and we're just focusing in on the Father, right?
Mens vores øjne er lukket og vi fokuserer på Herren.
You don't have to try to work anything up, you know.
Du skal ikke udtænke noget.
There are some of you here right now.
Der er nogle her.
I hear the Lord saying.
Jeg hører Herren sige.
To tell you.
Og sige til jer.
That He loves you.
Han elsker jer. Han elsker dig.
Yes, I know the things.
Jeg kender til tingene, ja.
That you have done.
At du har gjort.
I know the things that have been in your life.
Jeg kender til de ting der har været i dit liv.
The Lord wants you to know today.
Men Herren ønsker at fortælle dig i dag.
I love you.
Jeg elsker dig.
Just let those words sink into your spirit.
Bare lad dem
right
synke ned i din ånd lige nu.
Let those words sink deep into your heart.
Lad de ord synke dybt ned i dit hjerte.
He wants you to know that he loves you.
Han ønsker at du skal vide at han elsker dig.
And that he cannot love you any more than he does right
now. Han kan ikke elske dig mere end han gør lige nu.
Thank you Jesus.
Tak Jesus.
Come Holy Spirit.
Kom Helligånd.
Lord, I'm asking you to come just bring that truth, just let it come blazing
din,
into hearts right now.
Kom med din sandhed om.
He wants you to know he
ned
loves
hjerter,
you.
Ned i menneskers hjerter.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Thank you, Father. All right, let's move the chairs, and I'd like to go into a time where we just pray and give some prophetic words and stuff for some people.
Lad os flytte stolen, så vil vi lige have en tid, så vil vi have en tid, hvor vi hvor vi beder. Måske kommer der nogle profetiske ord.
And I want to believe the Lord for miracles for some of you.
Jeg vil gerne bede for mirakler.
Anna, is there any water?
Yeah.